Federal agencies are investigating a rancher in the area who may have illegally constructed roads, and not just on his own property?
That's right. A Pleasanton rancher's widow, actually, Darrell Freeman, who lives on the border with Grant County and Catron County, discovered in April that a neighbor had bulldozed a road through her property down along the San Francisco River, which is home to five endangered species and also very close to a wilderness study area there. And she immediately raised the alarm with the Forest Service, the Catron County Sheriff, her commissioners out there. The Forest Service came, began to do an investigation in May. The Daily Press went out there to visit with Mrs. Freeman and look at these roads. And it's apparent that her neighbor, for reasons that we don't know yet, graded two decommissioned forest roads there. And this is significant in part because roads, when they're poorly or under-engineered, can really change the way the watershed operates and affect the river significantly. But also, like all national forests, the Gila National Forest spent quite a bit of time and money establishing a forest travel management plan that finished up in 2013 and eliminated thousands of miles of roads in the forest. So grading two decommissioned roads is something that's going to there will likely be consequences for this. We understand also that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has come out to inspect a section of the river where heavy equipment was brought across it. So this is something we'll be following in the future.
As far as the rancher who may have done that work, no word from him yet?
The rancher, Mr. Russ Slaughter, did decline to speak to us, so we've been unable to get his side of the story, as it were, but we did confirm from a source close to the Forest Service investigation that Mr. Slaughter had permission to improve an existing road. However, instead, he graded two decommissioned roads, miles of them.
I see. All right. Well, the entire region has been getting a good soak this week, but restrictions on fireworks have already been put in place. Should we anticipate any changes ahead of the 4th of July holiday Sunday?
That's right. Silver City and Grant County have fire restrictions in place that prohibit the sale and use of most fireworks. Despite that, Silver City will be offering a municipal fireworks show on the 4th of July, probably starting around 9 or 9:30 when it's dark. And on Saturday, July 3rd, Silver City is going to be, like most of the state, I imagine, coming out. July 1st, of course, the state reopens. Most public health restrictions will be dropped, and there will be a 4th of July celebration in Goff Park with food vendors, retail vendors, recorded music, and the Kiwanis Club's traditional pancake breakfast and lunch. There'll be a flag ceremony at 9 a.m. with various color guards, and at 10 a.m. on Saturday, a parade with a route that's a little different than usual. We'll start near the college and end at the Grant County Courthouse on Broadway and Cooper Streets. And downtown, a little different than other years, for example, the historic Silco Theater is running The Wizard of Oz continuously from noon to 7 p.m. The doors will just be open. Folks can wander in, catch a bit of Wizard of Oz, and then move on to the ice cream social at the Silver City Museum or face painting at a tattoo shop downtown. You can check out Friday's edition of the Silver City Daily Press for a full preview of Independence Day activities.
And with the little bit of time we have left, there's some good news for Advanced Air at Grant County Airport.
According to a report that the president of Advanced Air gave to Grant County commissioners last week, the airline has nearly 100% completion rate and almost 100% on-time rate. That's a big improvement over the last airline that ran out of Grant County Airport. And additionally, the company's president said they are in preliminary negotiations with a luxury car rental company to see if they can provide some rental cars at Grant County's airport. And that is significant because Enterprise Car Rentals here in Silver City is closing at the end of July.
Yeah, it's hard to find a rental car at any airport right now, I think.
That's right.
And where can we follow along online?
That's scdailypress.com, Casey.
All right, Jeffrey, thank you for the update.
Thanks, Casey.